What's up, guys? George Camel here. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave Ramsey and I are hosting a brand new virtual event called Investing Essentials. Because investing can make you wealthy if you do it the right way. And that's why we'll cover 401ks, mutual funds, and Dave's personal strategies for investing in real estate. You can even send in your questions while you watch from the comfort of your own home. So get your tickets today at RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. That's RamseySolutions.com/everydayinvesting. This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
So let's do some Finance 101.
All right.
A couple of things. The first thing they teach you in finance class, one of the first things they teach you, is what's called risk-return ratio. The more risk you take, the higher return you should get. So when you put your money in an FDIC insured bank, no risk virtually, but they pay you almost nothing.
Fair enough.
Right? If you move it around a little bit, mess with it a little bit, you could put it in a good high yield savings account. Which we'll sidebar on that for a second. We were talking about this off air a little bit. We'll come back to my risk return ratio in a minute, but we'll just turn left for a second and park there. A high yield savings account is exactly what it says it is. It is a savings account at a bank that pays a better rate. Ding, ding.
Higher yield.
That's it. Okay. A CD, a certificate of deposit, is a savings account at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a certificate.
Yes. And you have
like,
to...
Like perfect attendance. You remember that one?
Yeah. But you can't touch that one.
Yeah, but you can touch it, but you won't get all of the high yield. Okay.
Yeah.
The high yield savings account is fully liquid, pays more than CDs do right mm-hmm. now. CDs have just about been run out of town by the sheriff. Okay. 10 years ago, we didn't call them high yield savings accounts at the bank. We had a savings account at the bank that the bank labeled wrong, but they did it for marketing reasons. The bank called it a money market account at the bank. It was a savings account at the bank that paid a higher rate mm-hmm. like a high yield savings account does. Same exact thing. It's a savings account that paid a better rate that mimicked real money markets. But the bank did not sell money markets. They had a savings account called a money market account that had an interest rate that was similar to a real money market account. A real money market account was only available through, and still is only available through, something like a mutual fund company. So you could go to Fidelity or American Funds or whatever and open an actual money market account. Now, you can have money market accounts with those that have check writing privileges, mm-hmm. Even a debit card attached to them, and those kinds of things. But the high yield savings account has... as a marketing methodology, it's a better marketing actually than money market because it says I'm going to give you more money.
Yeah,
high
you hear
yield.
It. Mm-hmm.
It says I'm going to higher interest savings account. That's what it says. It is what it says it is actually. And the money market account was just a misnomer.
Yeah,
but it was all for marketing. It's all banks selling their wares. So high yield savings account, simple savings account, little better interest rate, but almost no risk. So back to the risk return ratio. If you want to double your money, you know, you're pretty much going to leave investing and go to gambling. Or speculating.
Yeah.
Now, some people call speculating investing, but it's really not. Speculating is where I want a short, quick return on my money. That's speculating. Day trading stocks is not investing. That's buying and selling stocks on a daily basis or a weekly basis. That is speculating. When you build a, when a builder, a home builder, builds a home that does not have a buyer,
mm-hmm.
they're called spec houses. Speculating. They're speculating. They're building an unsold piece of inventory they hope to sell now. They're not investing for 10 years when they build that house. Praise they pray they're not investing for 10 years. They hope you're going to buy the house. That's why they're called spec houses. They're speculating. The builders are speculating. That's not investing. It's right next to gambling. And you can make a lot better money speculating, but you're taking the ultimate high risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an all or nothing play usually. It's why I don't buy commodities like gold and wheat futures or whatever, because it's all speculating. It's short-term plays with a gain. It's why we don't do Bitcoin. It's a short-term play with a potential gain, and it's got no track record. The only track record it has is filled with fraud and go to jail, do not pass go, right? And so it's just a mess. So the whole marketplace is high, ultra-high risk speculating. It's not even investing. But along the spectrum of investing, the more risk you take, the more money you ought to make. So if you put money in mutual funds, I've got a mutual fund that opened in 1934. It has had like, in that 80 or 90 years, it's had like, I don't know, 10 years it lost money out of 80 or 90 years or something like that.
Not consecutive.
Not consecutive years, but in the entire time.
Right.
10 different individual times. Individual years. No, right. Never back-to-back. Not a single back-to-back.
And they're always major occurrences. 9/11.
Something, yeah.
Something crazy.
Since 1934.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's averaged 12.2% since 1934. Okay? Now, if I can make that investment by simply pushing enter on my computer, that's all I got to do. Hit push a button. I don't have any effort to go with it. Then if you're going to flip houses, that's speculating.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're hoping to make a quick buck. You dadgum better well make more than 12% on your money. You ought to make 20% at least, ought to be your margin. It ought to be more, but at least a minimum of 20%. Otherwise, you're taking too much risk versus the 12 you could make with a 1934 historical track record. Okay?
Yeah.
The risk ratio on that is way different.
And where does the effort play into it, too?
Yeah, and effort. And the effort plays into it. And the worry. Because all speculating involves jumping in and out and involves a level of fretting over it and wringing your hands over it.
Mental calories.
Mental calories burning. Investing, even in high-risk things, doesn't involve the same level of calorie burn that speculating does. But where you guys mess up sometimes out there in the TikTok land of finance is they confuse speculating with investing. Investing is always long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Speculating is a quick gain, but a much higher risk gain at best. And then past that is actual gambling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're specking on a house, flipping a house, or you're speculating even on Bitcoin, it is not the same as playing the roulette wheel. It's less risk than the roulette wheel. Because, you know, you're going to walk away from Vegas, the house wins. 100%. Okay? House wins. Bellagio did not put those light fixtures in there. They did not put those $10 million light fixtures in there with anybody's money but yours if you were in Bellagio. Okay? I mean, Vegas is built on the back of losers. People who lose money. That's what I mean. And that's how the math works.
Sure.
So I'm not saying you physically, personally are a loser. I'm saying you lost your money there.
Right.
You're a loser. So yeah, you lost your money. So that's it. But that's the spectrum. Okay. You
yes.
go all the way from savings account with no risk, no effort, no calorie burn.
To the roulette wheel.
All the way to the roulette wheel. And the more risk you take, you should make more money. If you're not, you're missing on the very basic tenet of Finance 101, risk-return ratio. More risk should always equal more return. If it doesn't, well, that's dumb. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So our last caller doing the flips, she needs to be making 20%.
And it didn't seem like she was.
She don't know. She might be. She might have made 30%. She didn't know.
That's true. She didn't know.
She didn't even know. But you got to know, number one. And then number two, you need to be making that. I mean, a good residential builder is going to make 20%+ most of the time, depending on what type of property they're doing, if they're doing specs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, you're setting yourself up for problems because you're going to hit these slow times when it takes a little while to sell a speculative piece of real estate. You are speculating. You are a speculator. Look it up in the dictionary.
So is this what we can expect from your investing?
Yeah, I might go on the same rant. I might put it in there.
In the investment live stream?
Investment event? Yeah, I'm going to do that. What is it? May 21, 22. I'm doing 2 hours each night.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours of it will be on real estate. I'm going to go a whole lot deeper into real estate for sure. But I'll probably put this rant in there because I've kind of been noodling on it lately.
That was good.
I think it's a problem that people misidentify these things and they call speculating investing when it's not.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about how to plan for retirement, visit RamseySolutions.com/retire or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.